Governor Tim Walz, State Patrol en route to Minneapolis to restore order. By Hannah Blow on August 26, 2020. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., announced that State Patrol is en route to Minneapolis to restore order as demonstrators took to the streets to engage in criminal activity after a homicide suspect allegedly committed suicide. Minneapolis, it's time to heal. We must rebuild and recover. Dangerous, unlawful behavior will not be tolerated, Walz announced. The State Patrol is headed to Minneapolis to help restore order. I remain in close contact with the city and every state resource stands ready to help bring peace, he added. Looting broke out in the city on Wednesday after a homicide suspect reportedly committed suicide as police approached him on Nicollet Mall. WCCO reported. The homicide, which police say is the 52nd of the year, was reported at 10th Street North and Curry Avenue West. At the city's Ramp A, just after 2 p.m. the victim was a man who appeared to have suffered gunshot wounds. Police believe three people in total were involved in a dispute in the garage prior to the shooting. A man and a woman fled the scene after the shooting. The woman was later taken into custody. Protesters took to the streets, many of whom believe that police shot the suspect. Minneapolis police released a graphic video of the murder suspect appearing to commit suicide as police closed in on him. No officer weapons were fired, police said. This is a tragedy for our community that is still hurting. Our condolences go to the families of the victims. Lawlessness has since erupted in the city as demonstrators loot local businesses, according to several videos on social media. Looting in downtown Minneapolis. Haskell's Liquor Store and Medical Arts Building included. Fox 9 reporter Courtney Godfrey reported. This is all linked to alleged suicide of suspect and earlier homicide. Crowds down here were convinced he was shot by police, she said. This story is developing,